You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four comedians or creative people each share a creative idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, or futuristic tech idea. The idea can be funny or serious, well thought out or improvised, realistic or ridiculous, but we'll always have fun talking and joking about it. I'm Dave Crumbly.
I'm Matt Hamilton.
I'm comedian Brian Deutschler.
I'm your host, Tom Woma. This is Creativity Wasted. And a great intro reading, but let's jump in. Who wants to do their idea first?
I think that means you're saying not it. I'll go first. All right, better than Deucer's over there.
He's got notes.
Okay.
It's going to be the best episode you've ever had.
Yeah, very prepared. Well, my idea was, it's like more of a theory. I don't want it to be like controlled, like the government doing it to us, but I think we should have, and I don't remember the exact movie. I told Brian to look it up, and of course, his lazy ass didn't. But it was to no longer have any new babies on the planet for about two decades. So 20 years of no children. And there's reasons behind that, too. It's going to help with a lot of things. One of the main things is going to... we're not going to have as many pedophiles, you know what I'm saying, for a while. And kid porn's going to be completely obsolete.
Aren't pedophiles, though, kind of like spiders where they sort of might have some unintended good things? You know, like we might upset a delicate humanity ecosystem.
No, there's no good in any molesters. The other thing was...
Well, the problem with that is once the kids come back after 20 years, people start having kids. Now there's all these pent-up pedophiles just roaring to go, true. Like at the starting line. Just
you don't want pent-up pedophiles. No. Ever.
I don't think there's going to be any pent-up pedophiles, but... For those 20 years, we're supposed to clean this whole planet up. So, like, those thoughts and that kind of shit's going to just be gone also.
When I lived in Illinois for 3 years, I really missed Middle Eastern food because there's no good Middle Eastern food there. So I feel like a pedophile after 20 years would be like, I could really go for some Middle Eastern food.
He says with quotes you can't hear on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, this is an audio
medium.
We're
really just concentrating on the pedophiles way too much, like...
Okay.
Imagine the planet with no kids, no babies for 20 years. The other thing I said was for 10 years, 10 of those years, orphans will be treated like gods, like because they're going to be like the last kids and everyone's all of the last children are going to be like worship. But like orphans are going to, you know, it's going to be pretty kick ass for them.
Have you given up a baby? Is this why you haven't
tried? Try it three times. Didn't work.
He's not getting laid, child. So he doesn't want the rest of us to get in.
It's not about getting laid. It's like we won't have to really worry about that for 20 years, and we could fix so many other problems, is what I'm trying to say. We won't have to worry about trashy people having more trashy kids. We don't have to worry about them being a burden to society. Like, we can figure out this whole, like, how to take care of old people better, restructure the whole world, because all this money going to... just taking care of these children.
All these money going to babies.
Yeah, there you
all
go.
All these tax increases, and I'm talking Pampers. I'm talking wet naps.
That was
talking,
one of them.
I'm talking Wiggles tickets.
That was the other thing. Like, we wouldn't have diapers in landmines for 20 years, so it's gonna like start cleaning up that process a little bit too. Like it's
Matt wants population control without having to find all the infinity gems, like.
No. Is
our nerds will really enjoy that joke.
I didn't even know what that meant.
If Infinity War or
yeah,
something
yeah.
reference.
Snap is okay, that's fine.
People always look at me and assume I'm gonna be one of those comic guys because I'm a fat guy with glasses. They profile me, which I don't appreciate. And they're always like, hey Dave, what do you think about Avengers 9? And I just don't have an opinion, and I always disappoint them.
You have a loud comic book guy from Simpsons vibe, yeah. too.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, Tom.
A disagreeableness, like boisterous.
Just an unpleasantness.
You can't see it, but Dave is like looking at him with love in his eyes. Like,
There's a little glisten. Yeah.
I should move. We want to change seats and be a little more comfortable.
We're plenty comfortable.
No, thanks. So the problem with your idea that I see for me, in 20 years, I'll probably have my first million, you know. I'll be like prime trophy wife having age. And there'll be no women for me because – like 20-year-old women because – my trophy wife, who's just now being born.
Okay. I can see that.
Wouldn't have been born.
But I'm sure they're going to perfect, like, maybe a nice robot that could probably satisfy all that. With your
definitely.
Million. So
that's going to happen.
Is that what we're going to use all of the money we're not spending on children's on? Just very
I'm
advanced sex
hoping
dolls?
That, well, like, this whole theory leads into, like, just restructuring the whole planet to having, you know, bullet trains where we can go anywhere we want. And I was just saying, like, we had no teachers teaching these children and spending all the money on schools and all that funding, then we could just build dope bullet trains to go everywhere in the planet.
I see a lot of people losing their jobs, like teachers, you know, people that
and
work
they
at
will
sperm
find
banks.
Other,
they're not going to need sperm banks
it's
anymore.
Not really. There'll be other things to do. Just saying.
It's like a diet genocide. That's basically what
your child, your child for the next 20 years will be worshipped like a god. I'm just saying.
She already is. That's why she's a terrible
no,
child.
But by everyone.
It's a lot of pressure for a child.
Yeah.
So how is this enforced?
That's the one thing I couldn't come up with because I didn't want the government to control because then you'd have like half the people not wanting to do it. It would just have to be like the whole world would have to be like on board.
Act of God. We got to get, no, we gotta get God
we're
in
not, it. We're definitely not bringing her into this.
Now, you're
that paused everybody out.
No, not that actually. But I'm thinking that you're saying that the last children will be treated as gods, but
not so much gods, just like, oh, well, we don't see those too often anymore. And
but I'm picturing every once in a while you'll see on the news that a woman who like kidnaps another woman's baby because she just wanted a baby so bad and she's like going crazy because she's not having a baby.
Okay.
It might be that the last babies born aren't gods. They're like, oh shit, we have to protect them from these other women who are trying to steal them because they want babies.
And that's probably going to happen a few times, but most of those women that would have went that route would be like, well, I can't steal a baby anymore, so maybe I'll go rescue a kitten or go check out these orphans that, you know what I'm saying?
I can't get into the baby stealing biz anymore. I missed my opportunity.
I got to take that energy and push it into something else, like building these dope bullet trains. I'm telling you, that's where we need to go.
Is this just an elaborate scheme because you've invested in bullet trains and dog food companies?
You know what it really boils down to is I just want to go to see a Pixar movie and not hear a screaming baby in the background there. That's what it really comes down to.
I want to see media created exclusively for children. And not have to deal with the children. I do respect that, though.
No cartoons or Disney movies are made for children anymore. They're all made for nerds like you.
Dude, I'm a poon hound. I'm no nerd. I'm over here fucking and cucking, man. That's my little F and C. That's what I'm about, baby.
Yeah, and you can do that in public when there's no children around for 10 to 15 years.
I don't like this future very much.
It's a scary future. That
I imagine
Matt is
it's
creating.
Smelling very bad.
The way you live your lifestyle, you're not going to be there for many of the years anyway.
That's accurate. It's accurate.
Brian is a heroin addict for
it's
the
true.
Listeners.
That's why I'm so fucking skinny.
The fattest heroin addict I've ever seen in my life.
Easy now.
You wouldn't have more of him running around. Doesn't that just sound better?
You don't have to answer that. It's okay.
He wants to.
I don't know. People who are antisocial and aren't getting married, like incel types or whatever, or like people who want to move to like Montana or something, like they won't feel as left out because there's no.
Do you think chicks would be way more open to, and I'm not just saying this about you, Tom, because you're sexy as hell to me, but
I'm a chick.
Yeah. No. Chicks are going to want to bang more because they don't have to worry about having a fucking kid. So they're going to be like, all right, I'll give Tom Woma a few whirls on this thing. So it might work out better for you in the end. Now, what, these chicks are going to be like 30 and 40 and 50, but you'll be fine.
Would they still want to get married?
Why is it so much married? Like, it's.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, look at him. He's married and miserable.
To me, so marriage seems pointless if there's no kids.
Marriage is pointless even if there is kids, so.
As his wife is sitting here in the room.
She's like next to the camera, so we can't see how angry she is.
That's a piece of paper. It's all done for insurance and the kids that have the same last name. I mean, you can find a woman to love you and all that jazz without it having to turn into marriage. I mean, I'll walk you down the aisle if that's what you want, Tom. But.
I think, though, a big part of attractiveness, being attracted to somebody, especially as you get older, is how does this person interact with kids? Would this person be a good father? Mm. Would this person be a good provider? And kind of you strip away that layer of that,
yeah,
it's all going to go to the hotties. Like, you got to be a jacked, buff dude like Dave Crumbly over here get a six. I think it would be harder to fuck in a no Katie Connor.
Here's how I know that that's not true, because I have a child. So,
you're a good provider. Look, you're one half of Moist Definitely Productions.
I'm a small third.
The number one power source in all of regional stand-up comedy. All right.
The number one worst named podcast 100% in America.
I love you, Brian.
Yeah, all right. I think I don't know. I just think chicks would be more open, and you wouldn't have to be buff, because those dudes are still gonna shit on women, so they're always gonna fall into our laps after they're done. Ain't that right, wifey? I don't know. I just think it'll be a better world myself.
She's just waiting to build up the courage to buy some rice in on the black market and get rid of him once and for all. Come on, you said you didn't
Someone
want
to just power through Breaking
you
Bad.
You said you didn't want to giggle during this podcast.
Moved my head away from the mic.
I'm going to make you giggle. It's going to happen.
Go for it.
All right. Not right now.
Oh, okay.
Wait for it.
I don't really have anything else to add.
It's fine. You all know it's going to be awesome.
So you ran this by the wife before the show?
All right. So what? No, I mean, I've had this theory for quite a while, but I'm just saying it's getting too crowded. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no room for animals anymore. So like it really solves a lot of problems.
So like move the spare bedroom that used to have the child, you'll put like a newborn baby deer in there. There's
you could
more
do that.
Room for animals.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Any dogs limping around? Homeless people? Like, this could solve so much shit.
You're actively going to be storing homeless people in your home.
Again, you have women that are like, oh, I have this nurturing need and da-da-da. And if she can't have a kid, then she's going to go down the street and be like, well, instead of giving this guy a bologna sandwich, hey, why don't you come home?
She can raise a transient and then be murdered by him.
She's just going to get a bunch of cats. People already do that.
Isn't that helping problems? Right?
Sure.
Except that they're killing all the birds.
It's true. Also, those cats are not going to build that bullet train, so.
Yeah.
They're going to all get run over.
The leftover adults, that's how you're going to earn your Social Security. You have to at least invest in building one of these bullet trains.
The whole front of the bullet train will be covered with blood from cats that it runs over.
Okay. Now, I'm just saying, like, could you just imagine how much better our lives would also be if we had bullet trains and it only took us like 5 minutes to get somewhere?
We built these bullet trains on the back of dead cats.
You guys are the ones murdering cats, but whatever.
Yeah. You didn't mention global warming, but that's another huge thing. It's like everybody's going to have to move out of the coasts. And so they'll move into the spare bedrooms of all the people inland who didn't have kids.
Yeah. And bring all their dead cats, I guess, too.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
This podcast, God. Tom, what did you invite me to? The genocide in dead cats hour.
Tom, I love this.
Yeah, that was the second, my second choice for a name, but it was already taken.
On the Zune Music Store, actually. Did you try that?
No, but let's move on to the next person. I think it's been about 15 minutes. Yep, right on the dot. Who wants to go next?
I'll talk. I'll give it to you. I got a couple of them. Folks, first off, this game came out 2 years ago, but I'm still playing it. I'm still into Pokemon Go. I'm one of those people. In addition to being a real poonhound, real handsome guy, I also, you know.
Is that how you meet your women? They're out playing Pokemon Go?
They love Pidgeys. They're way.
No, Poonhound is a Gen 3 Pokemon. So.
Houndoom. Houndoom's mega evolution is the Poonhound.
I feel like if I knew Pokemon, that would be hilarious to me.
It's so good.
You have one listener that's like, yes.
The Dave demographic, baby. But I love video games. I love walking. They've created a video game around walking. I'm into it. But they added a feature about a year ago or so ago called these raids, where basically they'll have one super strong Pokemon at a location. And you need multiple people in real life to coordinate and battle him at the same time. So you do this through a series of like Facebook group chats and Discords, and you fall into this black hole of just the most autistic people in Lucas County, Ohio.
So all of Lucas County, Ohio?
So you're driving all the way to Ohio is what you're saying?
Well, I live.
You really need that Pokemon. Oh.
So the circle that you fall into, that kind of you associate with almost exclusively outside of stand-up comedy. So right now, these are my two social spheres: stand-up comedians and people who dedicate large portions of their lives to catching Mewtwo. And I can't deal with them anymore. Because, hey, everybody, we're going to meet up at 3:45 at the library to get that Lugia. Let's do it, right? Hey, I'm going to be a little late. Is 3:50 okay? Yeah, that's fine. I'm running a little late. 3:52? Yeah, 3:55. It never goes. So I think I might have to retire from Pokemon Go.
I'm going
to end up – it's me. And the worst part is some of them are children. But most of these people are grown adults like me. And I don't know how they dress themselves, Tom Walma. I don't understand how they function throughout any aspect of life. I'm so passionate and heated and sweating right now. I'm incredibly engaged, though, and on cocaine right now.
See, Mr. Crumbly, you might not know this because you've probably always been a poonhound, I'm guessing.
A real poonhound from day
but,
one.
But back in the early days of World of Warcraft, which I put many, many of hours into whenever you used to go do a raid or a dungeon, there wasn't like an easy way to do that. You actually like literally had to stand outside the dungeon and wait for people to come by and be like, hey, you want to hang out and kill some enemies? So I feel you, man. I've been there just 15 years ago.
But you're outside and it's hot.
Oh, wait, the real world?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Wait, what's your idea though? Just to announce your retirement? Is that your idea?
To tell the Toledo Pokemon community, I hate you.
Wow. Strong stance.
Your idea is to spread hate.
I'm very upset about Pokemon. I'm very upset about how a food addiction isn't taken seriously. Like me,
you're a gray-haired Pokemon playing Poonhound who's insulting the other Pokemon people. Yeah. Because you're so much better than them.
I'm better than them. I'm smarter. I'm more handsome. I'm definitely grayer. Definitely grayer.
Let's not overlook the fact that he basically called these people autistic, too.
No, man. I don't think autistic is like an insult. Like Matt was talking about his bullet trains. Who do you think is going to design those things?
There you go.
Who do you think is going to post a lot about those things on internet message boards? Me. The answer to both of those questions. The answer. I know the trains by the sounds, dude. I'm into it. In addition to being a Pokemon Poonhound, I think even more embarrassing, I'm also a bulimic. I'm a grown man with bulimia. Like
that's the down the throat vomit one.
Well, it's intense periods of binges and purges. So it's either you're eating 6,000 calories or you're eating like 300 calories. And this is a disease usually associated with like teenage ballerinas, you know, not enormous stand-up comedians,
You look great, by the way.
I appreciate that. It's very sweet.
So is this to the point where we shouldn't joke about it because it's a serious thing? Or
no, you should joke about all of this. This is the whole point of this.
Well, you must be really bad at it, is what I'm thinking.
I'm not even a good bully.
I wish anyone.
He's saying he's fat is where I think he's going with that.
A little bit.
Listen, dude.
I mean,
I'm really good. I'm really good at the binge part of it.
We're all Midwest bodies here.
I'm a granddad body, I think. Stepdad bod.
Creepy uncle bod? Is that a bod? Or is that a mindset?
You do play Pokemon with children, so the uncle thing might be.
The worst part, though, is when little kids do come up to you and they start chatting strategy with you. And first off, we're both mentally engaged in the same thing, which is worrisome. And secondly, I am literally like just showing my Pokemon to this 8-year-old, and
is it humiliating when an 8-year-old is better at it than you?
No 8-year-old will ever be better at Dave Crumbly than anything. Won't be a better Pokemon player. Won't be a better stand-up comedian. Won't be a better lover. Definitely not. Because me, pronoun.
He's going there. Right. I was going to say something weird, but since he did that, I will.
Sounds
like some of that child porn we'd get rid of. I showed an 8-year-old my Pokemon.
Yeah, and if he's getting close to beating you, you just kick him down, right? You just steal his phone.
Oh, absolutely. I'm committing larceny out there on the mean streets of Toledo constantly.
Or you could just binge eat and maybe throw up on the kid.
Cry a little bit.
That was a little bulimia joke for you.
So where were you going with the bulimia thing?
It's
toilet
just like
to throw up.
I think food addiction is something that is not it's not talked about like drug addiction is, because with drugs, right, you actively have to seek out drugs. I want to get this heroin. Like, you got to go to a guy, a very specific guy, I would imagine. I'm looking at Brian for some reason. I don't know why. But with food, literally, you look outside, there's the Taco Bell. I'm talking about the White Castle. I'm talking about the Checkers. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. So I think that we should get rid of fast food, boys.
How about this? In front of the fast food place, there's an evil Pokemon who, if you go in there, he's going to steal some of your Pokemon points.
Team Rocket?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, man. I would join him.
What if we put, like, Surgeon General warnings on, like, the windows of, like, McDonald's, like they do for cigarette packets?
I think they kind of do now. They have those calorie counts, which distracting.
But I want to see, like, an enlarged colon. Like, I don't want to see just, like, writing. Like,
it's just pictures of us.
I was going to say, you can put a picture of Dave Crumbly in front and say, this is your body on McDonald's.
You will have a bad stand-up comedy career if you continue down this dark road of Big Macs and parfaits.
I think they should make healthier food fast. Like, you could get healthy food through the drive-thru. I think we're in this weird standoff where healthy people refuse to go through the drive-thru. So anytime a fast food restaurant tries to get healthy, it fails. And so they end up – McDonald's has a salad. It has 1,000 calories of dressing on it or whatever. Like, if they tried to do a healthy salad, it would fail because the healthy vegans, they're so angry at McDonald's, they'll never go there. So it's like a weird, we're locked in that we can't make healthy food convenient. We have to make it inconvenient.
The fast food restaurants have been losing a lot of money to quick service places, and those have a lot more healthier options. Just people have to go there.
What do you mean a quick service? Like a Subway or Sub Shop?
No, like more like, like a Sub Shop or like a Qdoba or something like that, because they do have healthier options at those places. Quinoa. That's a word I know.
We could just get rid of the drive-through altogether, and if you had to walk in, you'd and show some dedication.
I think that shame is good. Yeah. And when you're in that car, there is no shame.
There you go.
you need a face-to-face interaction with somebody. Like the only reason that I ever stop ordering tacos at the Dollar Taco Tuesday at the El Camino right next to my house is because I don't want to tell the pretty blonde girl, bring me the seventh taco. Like I don't – I feel like six is enough. I put the pretty blonde girl through enough. I'm going to go home and hopefully go to sleep at some point.
You could hire a pretty blonde girl to stand at the drive-thru and insult all the fat people who go through. That way they're too humiliated to go.
Tom, how do you know my fetish? we're making the tokens rain in here at Podcast Detroit.
I'm super fucking hungry now. I don't know about you
guys. Right? I want to know what a taco out of an El Camino tastes like.
Just like that, boys.
Why would it taste any different? Like the exhaust fumes in the air or something?
I've never seen that. I've seen the taco truck and back of a kitchen, but I've never seen El Camino.
El Camino is actually the name of a bar next to my house. But I love your mental image, though, of selling tacos at El Camino.
You could get one of those cars with the hydraulics that bounce.
Oh, yeah, you
got
it.
And that would, like, mix up the food. Like,
absolutely.
It would taste different. So it would taste different in that car.
I was just kind of going with, like, the most suave Mexican dudes drive El Camino, so they probably make dope tacos,
like,
too.
Like, dude, there's not even a stove in there. How'd you do that? He just hands you a taco. It's beautiful.
He's so charismatic. It's a Latin blood, dude.
That's why he has it.
Yeah, I don't think they should ban fast food. I disagree with you on that, but I
see
the problem.
I think that money creates a weird incentive to eat unhealthily, just because a dollar for a double cheeseburger – that's an amazing value. You can't beat that value. The healthiest I ever ate when I was on food stamps. It's because I would just go to Kroger and it's like, that thing of sushi is more expensive than the giant thing of fried chicken, but it's so much better for me. And because it's not my money, I don't care that much. But then in 20 years, maybe my heart won't explode and I cost everybody hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of just the tens of thousands I'm currently costing them.
What if they made like, what if you could join a cult, let's say, like a city where part of the ordinance of the city is no fast food can come in here, only Whole Foods type health grocery stores. It's like a selling point of the community that this is the community for people who can't control their appetite, who would splurge if it was available. We're going to make this community for them so they don't need to they don't need to try to rely on willpower and fail, which they know they're going to do. Would you live there?
I'm a commie, so all of that sounds amazing. Like you have described utopia, my friend.
I think that's where Oprah lives. You just described that.
I think there should be – I would like to see more cults and like – weird, like, themed communities, like, for people with certain needs. Like, people allergic to peanut butter could live in a town where there's no peanut butter. I think that would be awesome.
Separate but equal is what he's getting at. We should all just
get into
groups, build walls around ourselves. Don't let anyone in.
Okay.
You make it sound so evil, but I'm talking
about... It's an ethno-state, like, with a smile, boys.
I'm talking about, like, food allergies or, like...
You're still calling it a cult, though.
Kids or, like, young kids, like, all parents in this community, they can share
just
babysitting.
We're just a bunch of people who just think L. Ron Hubbard's a real swell guy, you know?
I just picture, like, a future of, like, the peanut butter clan gets in a war with, like, the chocolate clan and they accidentally invent Reese's.
Yeah.
That's cute.
You almost giggled.
I did. I saw it. And you said that in front of the bulimic, dude.
How dare you? You're being very ableist right now.
Sensitive to his culture. I'm sorry.
If we got rid of all the children, we wouldn't have those peanut allergies anymore either.
And I had a different weight loss idea that I pitched once on the podcast that I call Russian roulette diet, which is there's a lot of unhealthy diets like and things people do to lose weight, like diet pills, diuretics, bulimia, overexercise, like illegal Asian diet pills, whatever. I think I already said that. And the idea would be you do all of those things, but you alternate. So you never stick on any one bad thing long enough to cause any permanent damage.
if you switch off your illnesses quickly enough,
yeah,
they all counteract each other.
I guess if you classify it as an illness and so your mind is stuck on that one thing, maybe in real life it's not practical.
I like it.
As a silly thought, like just switching between unhealthy things and just never sticking on anyone long enough, I thought would be a cool way to lose weight. I don't have the balls to do it, though.
I was just going to say I love that the four unhealthiest looking motherfuckers in the world are trying to figure out health, weight loss solutions.
If only we had Brian Harrison here, we would definitely get it solved.
The third time you brought that guy up. Yeah, I think it's just eat better.
Maybe yeah.
Exercise a little bit.
That's no fun.
Wow. It's an easy fix.
But you can eat well 23 and a half hours out of the day. And in a half hour, you can do a crazy amount of damage. Like, it is very difficult to sail through that in the entirety of that day. Because one slip up can be very catastrophic.
There was one male celebrity, I don't remember who it was, but he would pay doctors to put him unconscious for days at a time. And that's how he lost weight.
That's Let me crazy. Tell you what the best diet plan is. You go to Little Caesars. You grab yourself an extra most bestest pepperoni pizza, right? That's 2,300 calories. You eat that thing, which isn't great, but if you're a big guy, it's actually a pretty good day. You eat that pizza in about 15 minutes, you immediately get sick. You go to sleep. You sleep the rest of the day. You wake up the next day, you're good. Good to go. Beat the day.
Okay.
I'm going to try it.
I don't think that works.
You immediately get sick, like – You force yourself or?
Well yeah, and listen, there's no forcing.
You just eat it
this
so
is,
fast.
I'm a coalition of the willing when it comes out extra most bestest. You're not going to have to twist my arm. But yeah, you immediately fall ill afterwards and just go to bed.
I don't want to brag, guys, but two mornings in a row, I had oatmeal for breakfast and not a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. So making some changes, you know.
Okay. Well, go ahead with your idea.
I got two of them. First one is I want to rewrite Moby Dick, but from the perspective of the whale.
So it's just a bunch of
Yeah, it's in like – it's the same length as Moby Dick, but it's mostly – there's only like two pages where anything exciting happens. Like, oh, shit, being attacked. And that's like it. That was my first idea.
You'd call it like – what would you call it?
Probably just like mostly just hanging out and
fuck
like
these
eating plankton because that's the majority of the book, right? Because other than that, I mean, that's it, right?
Okay.
My real idea is I kind of wanted to create a network for creative people to get together and make shit.
So kind of like this, but where you actually make shit.
We actually do it. No. Well, one of the things that I noticed, like I love doing stand up, and we all done stand up together. And one of these things happen after like almost every single show, is we all just stand outside and we make jokes to each other because we're all comedians. That's what we do. We all like comedy. But if there were another type of creative person in the mix that maybe wasn't a comedian, but maybe was like wanted to dabble in acting or they were into film or something, then that could turn into a relationship where people make videos and start, doing other things. So I basically want to make like a dating website for creative people, but they don't date each other. You can fuck if you want, but it's not like... Not necessary, but you can totally do it.
Do you have to fuck in a creative way?
I would prefer it. Like, lots of paints and weird positions that I can't do right now. But if I keep this oatmeal thing going, maybe I can. Giggle, you son of a bitch. Do it.
Pogo sticks and hula hoops.
Well, some of the, I've been into stand-up for like my whole life, but... my first love, I would say, would probably be like sketch comedy, but I'm not an actor. I can't go and do skits, but I would really love to write it. So if I were to find people that wanted to actually be in front of the camera or the people that can actually film and edit and do sound and stuff that I can't do, but I can write, And we used to do that stuff, you know, back in college, but you're kind of forced to be around other people. Whereas now that we're adults and we have things to do, we can only get out of the house every once in a while. We tend to only be around like-minded people. So I mostly see my family and comedians, and we just do jokes and whatnot. So it'd be fun to bring more of the creative types together to make some fun stuff. That's kind of where my idea is.
Have you done any of the – they're starting to run some stand-up stuff at Planet Ant Theater.
Are they?
Which is primarily an improv theater. I haven't done any. I know that Kyle Forsyth runs a show there now.
I think they're over there every Friday now.
Yeah, maybe. But you might bump into people like that
That would totally be like I absolutely love improv. I'd be so out of my element if I was ever around any of those people, but it would be really fun to go and see that for sure. When we help run the show over at Can't Brew Works and we'd come up with interesting shows to do, you know, we did the interruption show for a while, which is fun. But now we're trying to create like other stuff to do, and it's a lot of fun, but it's also hey, it'd be really cool to do that. All we need to learn is how to record and edit videos and do sound properly. And it's not possible for us to do all that stuff, but it would be, you know, really cool to be able to have some sort of network of people that just wanted to create. And you might get some people in a room that normally wouldn't meet or even think to work together can actually make something that's pretty cool. So it'll never happen, but I was told to dream, and that's what I did.
Okay. I feel like this is an achievable dream to just wander to other venues and just do other shows, just get out of Canton Brew Works for a while. And
yeah, but that's my safe zone. It's where I catch all the best Pokemans.
That's actually an amazing spot for Pokemon Go. That parking lot just spawns like literally 50 or 60 when you pull
He's in. Always there trying to find some tail. Nine tails, rather. That's a Pokemon's.
I laughed and I had no idea what it meant.
I think he's there looking for Poon. I think what you you could actually do what you're saying you could do.
I think I'm envisioning a little bit like beyond just me personally, but a little bit of a bigger thing, like an actual hub for people to go to communicate with other artists and create stuff. And it doesn't have to just be comedy. It can be, you know, anything. And another crazy thing is comedians always seem to have like another talent. Like I know a lot of comedians also do music and whatnot. It'd be really fun to explore, you know, everyone's talents and kind of just go and create some stuff. I also think that sketch comedy kind of at like a low point right now, you know, like there was this kind of this YouTube renaissance of sketch comedy. It's kind of in a weird spot right now. And it'd be cool to, you know, make sketch comedy great again and get some more creative people writing and acting and all that fun stuff.
I'm in the sketch comedy class right now, actually.
Are you?
Yeah. Just to, I don't know, brag. Yeah, I don't know. It seems doable.
Well, let's make it happen.
Sketch people.
I didn't come here to actually be on the podcast. I just wanted to recruit you. So
okay.
So this is a cult thing, though.
Yeah, I really think just hang around the Planet Ant shows. They've got they've usually got more than one thing going around on a night. They do the classes for sketch writing and stuff. So Kyle's in one room doing his stand-up show, and then across the street they have the theater room. They're running some show, and just stand outside and hopefully you don't get robbed and smoke a cigarette and just meet the people who are wandering around.
I got to pick up smoking, huh?
I just assumed you smoked, judging by your beard.
I do not. I don't live in that cult community. I'm in the non-smoking one.
Yeah, I guess you've got a kid, so there's a little pressure to not smoke.
The problem with smoking, the reason why people will always smoke is because it does look cool. When I'm hanging outside a show and I see the comics smoking, they're always the coolest looking comedians.
Smell them afterwards, dude.
Now, if I smoke.
The way to beat cigarettes is not to legislate graphics on the packaging of the cigarettes. They have to physically make the cigarettes not look cool. Like vaping looks very dorky. Doesn't look cool. It's a fad for right now, but in the long term, in 50 years, people will not be vaping, but they will be smoking because it looks badass as hell. Same thing with the Confederate flag. People don't care about the history, that it looks cool. You can't deny it.
I don't know if I'm going to join you on that one. Smoking, maybe, but I mean, like, I'm the height of uncool. Like, with my glasses and my khaki pants I'm usually wearing. And
no, you're normcore. This is all a
but like,
this is all a facade.
If you put a cigarette in my hand, is that going to all of a sudden change all
Absolutely.
Of the negative things about me?
It will help.
You didn't get any of our Pokemon references, so you're definitely cool.
I'm just old. I'm mid to late 30s, too old for Pokemon.
No, I mean, that's sort of right in the wheelhouse, because I'm 32.
Pokemon came out in 1997, so...
I would have been 16.
It's not a terrible age.
Okay, yeah, that might be a little old then, you're right.
It's a bit much.
I think I was 6th grade when, like, the big wave hit in America.
I remember I used to collect basketball cards, and I would, like, if my mom took me grocery shopping and I had to just kill time, I would spend hours, like, not hours, but, like, a half hour looking at all the different brands of sports cards, trying to see where to spend my $6. And then at one point –
did you ever have a subscription to Bowman?
Subscription?
Yeah, there was a magazine. Was it called Bowman's that listed all of the value for the cards?
Oh, oh yeah, I never subscribed to those, but
fucking
guys, I would just stand there.
Sports cards.
I'd just stand there and read it because I had like hours. I had like time to kill. But at one point, they changed. They got rid of all the sports cards and replaced them with Pokemon cards, and I was so furious. Like,
and then you just have to write you
rookie card.
These
people
man?
With Pokemon cards, you know?
It's like, so I found the first nerd I saw, and I beat the shit out of him.
Yeah,
that's how you got into your long career of nerd bashing.
My long career of bashing the people who would accept me the most.
Mm-hmm. We always hurt the ones that we love the most. Isn't that a saying? I just said it if it's not.
Yeah.
I just realized I'm the youngest person in the room, but I look like I'd be your guys' dad. So that's awesome. That's making me a little sad.
It's all the fast food.
Yeah, I think we could all look about the same age, actually, even though I know that you're in your 40s. And
thanks for pointing that out, Tom. I'm 40s, I just got there. I'm 41.
He's in it. He's in the 40s.
Barely.
And you guys could pass for 40s, and I could probably go either way.
Thanks.
I don't know about 40s. I mean, I'm a got some boyish charm.
It's a lot of gray for 32, dude.
Yeah.
There's dyes and paste.
I'm saying it as an innocent observation. I'm not.
He's
going to
go throw up his
insult.
Dinner now.
Yeah, you have gravely insulted me, Tom Walma.
Well, the squeaking voice gave you some youth back.
Thank you.
Also, the boner that you have.
I'm going right through this table. Like we are. That's what this drilling sound is in the back.
So your idea is just to mix sketch and improv and video people so you
can if
like,
you want to reduce
exploit
it down
their
to,
free labor.
No, I want to create a website or a place where people can get together that wouldn't normally get together and create stuff. That's what
you
want to
break the civil war between the sketch people and the stand-up people.
See, you're separating people based on peanut allergies. I want to bring everyone together. That's what I want to do in my America. When you get Damon Albarn, give him a guitar, he makes Blur. When you get him together with Jamie Hewlett, he makes the Gorillaz, and they're the best band ever. So I rest my case.
Let's just take like the hot chicks and give them webcams and then take a portion of the money.
I think that's happening already.
Why don't we have Podcast Detroit but for cam girls? That's my business.
It's called X Hamster, Pornhub.
I'm a genius.
You just need to put it in a basement, and you don't want, like, liquid absorbent walls. You want, like, walls that you can, like, clean easily that, like, metal.
Cleanable
like,
walls.
Like, walls that you can just spray with a hose to clean, so it wouldn't work here.
Yeah, this room does not at all look hosable, which is kind of my only complaint about this place, honestly. The rest of it's top-notch. Everybody's nice. Everybody's very, very polite. Not hosable.
Yeah, he's really upset about the cum stains. It's the first thing he mentioned when we walked in.
My one negative on the Yelp that I will be leaving immediately after I leave this place.
He said, I'll never eat here again. And there was no food.
No kitchen.
There's a kitchen.
Kitchen closes early.
That was his healthy alternative.
Okay, so yeah, all the ideas are pretty good, except for the genocide one.
What?
But
I wasn't even going to say anything and say, like, I thought mine was the best.
But let's get to my idea. When I turned about 30, I don't know why this happened, but I started to get a lot sweatier. And I don't know if you've seen my comedy bit about this, but I get really bad butt sweat. To the point where, now if you're standing up, if I'm standing up and I'm sweating, my whole body is sweating. Like, so if my butt is like wet from sweat but I've also got sweaty pits and like a sweaty collar and like the sweat that drips onto the back of your neck.
Oh yeah.
All of that at once looks fine. But if I'm sitting down when I'm sweating, the only part of me that's sweating is my butt. Because it's in the chair or whatever. And then when I stand up, it's like, oh shit, my butt's wet. And it's like, is it so wet that it's going to be able to be visible on my pants? And that's like the stuff of my nightmares, is to be like totally not sweaty on top and wet, a streak of sweat down the butt of my pants. That's my nightmare.
Like Carrie on prom night, but only the bottoms.
There are two women in this room, and they are so fucking turned on right now. I can see it.
I'm glad you're sitting, but so you must know the answer, right? Like, so do you?
I've tried a few things.
Are you a member of the Gold Bond Mafia?
I have tried Gold Bond, and I think I saw you posted something about Gold Bond spray.
Oh, that's the
There's
best.
There's a spray. I do the spray, the powder. And the lotion. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I tried the Gold Bond powder. And
Matt keeps laughing off mic, so by the way, which is infuriating.
I have the most annoying laugh in the world, and on our podcast, that's all you hear is me fucking cackling in the background.
That's because all we do is
John from Cumtown, they're millionaires.
I'm trying to be fucking professional.
So here's me trying Gold Bond powder. So I'm like trying to – it's like a big thing of like – powder stuff. I'm trying to like dump it on my ass, and it's like it's getting all over the bathroom floor. And
it dries really quickly, though. Like you think it's going to make a huge mess, not a big deal.
And it's like I can't get it up and onto like my taint area. And
also,
it's like,
warning for the ladies: the aerosol can version of that. If you have it at a bad angle, you're just going to get aerosol and no powder, and it will burn your butthole. So be careful.
It will burn your asshole.
All right,
absolutely.
Don't just warn them. Warn me, too, because, like, I thought I
had fat. I'm not worried about your asshole.
I thought I had fat people problems. The things you guys have going on in your life, I've never heard of. And I thought I was a little bit chubbier than all of you. I've never used Gold Bond. My ass doesn't sweat.
So I tried it once, and I thought, well, I'm going to mow the lawn. Like, this is a sweat test. And so I have this gunky, gross, I smell like a baby. It's humiliating. I'm trying to mow the lawn, and I still sweated through it. I didn't make a dent of a difference.
Wait, what lawn are you mowing?
the school lawn. No, I'm mowing my
the
lawn.
The school lawn?
No,
Is that what you're calling it these days?
No, I'm not like out in – the idea is I'm not out in public. Like I'm testing this out in a private setting because it's fucking humiliating to dip
okay,
to this low
like
level of hygiene.
Mowing the lawn was not the thing to go with there.
Are you standing up or sitting down when you're mowing the lawn?
That's true, but I – yeah.
Did you have authentic Gold Bond, or was it like some Walmart brand equivalent nonsense? You got it. Off-brand Gold Bond doesn't work. You got to get the real deal.
So do you like stand
I stand up and put it on my hands. I'm like LeBron at the beginning of the game with the powder. Like that's me, witness, with the Gold Bond, right? It's Gold Bond everywhere in the air. I go powder on the ass, powder on the stomach, spray, shoulders. Face.
Face?
Face. Lotion. Thighs.
He's touching every area as he sells.
We got it.
So you're like, basically, you get like a pool full of powder, and you just dive into it.
I'm incredibly slippery all the time. I can't be arrested. You try to grab me.
Not bulimic. You're just purging all the water from your body.
But it's like I tried this. I thought, well, maybe I have to lay down with my head on the ground and my butt up in the air, like I'm like doing a somersault
dump
the gold bond on that way. And it's like
do a keg stand. This is
humiliating. Like, listen, I don't want to do this.
Get the aerosol can, the gold bond aerosol, extra strength. You can even get it scented if you want, ladies.
But my idea is basically I don't want to use this gold bond shit. I want to solve my sweaty ass problem with more creative means.
Look, I forgot to do it before I came here, so I'm definitely leaving a piece of myself behind in the studio. So
I didn't realize it was such a thing for other people. I thought I was like one of the rare.
No, we should start a community of people with sweaty asses.
Have you seen me on stage? Like, I am just dripping. Like, it's like I'm wearing a garlic butter foundation.
But anyway, I'm going to try to get to it because we've only got 4 minutes left. So one of my ideas, this is primarily for sitting down outside in the summer. That's when it's a huge problem for me, the sweaty butt problem. So, like, why do they even build outdoor chairs with, like, seats? Like, if you're sitting down, first of all, you can get, like, airable underwear, but it doesn't make any difference if your seat is covering your entire ass. There's nothing to breathe. Even if you're wearing breathable shorts, breathable underwear, there's nowhere for the breathing to go. So, like, why don't they have, like, why do they even make outdoor chairs where it's not, like, breathable fabric or, like, some sort of hammock thing where it's, like, half of your ass is not even touching material? To me, that should be the only type of outdoor chair that exists.
I think you need a stool.
You mean to just sit on your knees or whatever?
No, to sit on a stool.
Your butt on a stool?
Yeah, it's just all like, if you angle yourself just right, you'll be fine.
Or you mean like just sit on one cheek at a time to air out the other cheek?
Maybe you should just start lying on the ground on your stomach, start a new trend.
That's true. Well,
it'll be called a caterpillar.
Can we just at all times wear the suits that race car drivers wear that are like air conditioned? That'd be pretty decent.
So the gold bond didn't work at all?
I think you can pee in them.
There you go.
Guys,
all your life problems
guys, this podcast is over.
Yeah, and that's kind of like my second idea, which was like, you know, like a parachute or like a suit that would like lift you up, like so your butt isn't touching the ground. It's like lifting you up like a parachute would hold you in the air. Like,
remember the
but then the problem with that is it's pushing the material into your armpit, so it'll make your pit
like
sweatier.
The self-drying jacket like Michael J. Fox had in Back to the Future Part 2.
Yes.
Like you need that in underwear form.
Someone needs to fucking invent that. Okay.
Did we all just become best friends?
Let the man finish his stuff.
Bonding through sweat, shared sweat
experience.
I don't
have a sweaty ass. So,
so then they make a thing called silver microfabric. The chemical, the silver, they put it in. They can put it in shirts and underwear. And what it does is it kills bacteria because when the silver interacts with the air, it ionizes and it kills bacteria. So it gets rid of smell. And it's primarily for people whose sweat smells really bad, which I'm kind of in that category, but not super bad. But silver also, it's like it'd be like a processor fan, like a heat sink for your body. Like if you're sitting on a white silver bleacher, so it doesn't get hot in the sun, and your pants are silver, your underwear is silver, all of that metal is like a heat sink to just dissipate the heat.
What if I'm a vampire, though?
Well, then you're fucked.
And all that silver, we're going to look like we're like a Chaldean nightclub or something walking around.
But then I thought if you're wearing silver underwear, you could just have a magnetic bleacher, so you're levitating above it.
Damn.
So then you're literally floating. So there's nothing. So your butt is totally breathable. But then the problem with that is as you're sitting watching the outdoor concert or whatever or the baseball game, you might start rotating.
It might be fun. like hovercraft asses and shit.
And then
my girl got a hovercraft ass.
There you go.
My last quick idea. I'll 1 minute. So I thought, well, if you swallow ice, it's just going to dissipate with your stomach acid. But if you put your ice in a pill, like a slow-release capsule, it might stay cold for a long time. So if you swallowed like 300 of those, it might keep you cold. And then if you could also, instead of swallowing the capsule, you could make a suppository to like keep your ass cool that way. But then the problem might be that the liquid would start pouring out of your ass, so that might cause its own set of problems. But at least you wouldn't be sweating. But we're out of time. Thanks for coming, you guys. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy 4th of July. Good night.